Hello, everyone. This is Shannon Fisher, and I am here with Susan Swecker, who is the chair of the Democratic Party of Virginia, and we are at the Democratic National Convention. And she has been working so hard to head the Virginia delegation through the process of nomination and all of the logistics, and sharing the excitement of the vice presidential nominee being from the state of Virginia. Susan, welcome.
It's great to be with you this morning.
I'm so glad to be here. So tell me first a little bit about what does it entail running the state delegation at a national convention?
Well, there's a lot of behind the scenes activity that you don't see on the if you're watching at home.
Sure.
You have to get all the, it's sort of like herding cats in a way,
mm-hmm.
Making sure that all your delegation is properly briefed on when and where to show up and credentialed. And we have a delegation breakfast every morning, and we have lots of speakers come by that fire up the crowd, but also we give details on the day's activities. We have a lot of first-time delegates, and we have a lot of convention goers that have been 5, 6, or 7 conventions, and part of it is then just getting camaraderie going and people getting to know each other, and there's lots of enthusiasm, and I mean, it's a lot, making sure, you know, somebody loses a credential, getting them taken care of.
Right, so you're basically managing a small company here while you're here.
For a short period of time, we are doing it and keeping a smile on our face.
That is fantastic. So what is it like on the floor when you're out there with the delegation? Because I know Virginia is seated right up front.
Right. We are seated right up front. And so that's another point. We are always in the camera shot. So it's important to have a full delegation and be already ready to go at any time, and it gets a little crowded at some points, but we're happy to be there. We're happy to be in a position as a battleground state, as a Commonwealth that has Tim Kaine as our vice presidential nominee, that helped secure that upfront spot, and it's great just sitting there and listening to the speeches. And we have, in contrast to all the Republican office holders from Virginia who wanted to stay away from Cleveland, our Democratic statewide office holders are all here and sitting with us and mixing and mingling, and you know, that's really a neat thing too.
And that's fantastic. And they're also speaking. There have been
yes.
a lot of people from Virginia that have spoken on the, not only to the delegation, but on the national stage. So
right.
Tell me a little bit about the large role that Virginia is playing.
Yeah, we are just proud of all of our leaders. I mean, Governor McAuliffe spoke the other night and just helped get things going and did such a terrific job. Congressman Bobby Scott spoke several times last night. And, of course, we have Senator Mark Warner, who many people know helped transform the Virginia Democratic Party and started, you know, winning elections back when Virginia was still sort of a red state, and stepped up and, you know, made it kind of cool to be a Democrat again. And it was great to have him with us. And an Attorney General, Mark Herring, just really fired up the crowd this morning. I mean, we are so lucky in Virginia when people say, who are you going to have to come to speak to your breakfast? I'm like, all of our people. I mean, we have the best folks, but we've had some other folks speak with us. Amy Klobuchar, Senator Klobuchar, was here this morning and just brought down the house. I mean, what another fantastic woman who, you know, has broken some glass ceilings in her own state.
Most definitely. Now, so what does it mean to you personally to be a Virginian and to have Tim Kaine on the ticket, and how is that going to impact the rest of your year, the rest of Virginia?
Ooh, I mean, my heart is so full. It's just bursting with pride, you know, all week. And I think our whole delegation feels that way. But I've known Tim since he served on as mayor of the city of Richmond. And so he's got that start at the local government level, which I think gives great insight. And he's just a fantastic person, and so down to earth. And he got a raucous and emotional welcome yesterday when he and Ann dropped by, and we're just so proud of him. We were already a battleground state. I mean, we want to win Virginia. The Republicans have to win Virginia. So we are, you know, fired up here, ready to go home tomorrow with all sorts of enthusiasm to get the job done and make sure that we win Virginia for Hillary and Tim Kaine.
Well, that is excellent, and I think that Virginia is very lucky to have you at the helm leading the charge. Susan Zwecker, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. It's great being with you this morning.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This is your host, Shannon Fisher, for The Authentic Woman on the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network, doing some special correspondence from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Thanks for listening. See you next time.